You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people. Coming on the program in just minutes. It is Kaylin for real, for real. He'll be joining us in a second, but we start with where Serena started in her last U.S. Open. She took the court, Jalen Rose. I couldn't lie. I was nervous that she was going to lose, but she beat her opponent, Kovinovic, I believe her name is, and she won. And look at the joy, not just from her, but from the crowd. Jalen, electric moment in Queens.
Joy and pain are like sunshine and rain. I'm really happy for Serena because I truly feel as one of the all-time greats in any sport, when you start having a conversation, it doesn't matter if you want to include Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. She's in that all-time pantheon of icons. I appreciate that we are now celebrating her, stopping the world on its axis to make sure that we pay attention to her greatness, acknowledge her greatness, and give her the tribute and the salute that she deserves. When I watched the match, I watched some of it actually, I was in transit. The one thing that stood out to me, Jacoby, is that it seems like people were there and covering it like she was gonna lose. Like it was gonna be it. You know what I'm saying? Like this is a tournament. That wasn't like her final match or her final opponent. And so I just want people to keep that same energy as she continues to progress. But the other thing I wanna say, and she got off to a slow start and she picked it up late. As you know, she's won six U.S. Open championships. The progression of watching her and Venus over the years, and we saw the award-winning Richard that was done and played masterfully by Will Smith. Just watching the progression of their family and watching her progression as a tennis player, it's refreshing to see how she's always handled herself with class, maturity, and elegance. And her post-game interview was no different. And something that truly stood out to me, she ain't retiring.
Really?
She ain't retiring.
Oh, she's done. She is done. She'll do some exhibition matches and this and that, but this is her last tournament, Mr. Rose. I promise you, this will be her last tournament. And she's not expected to win.
Let's put something on it.
Are you serious?
Okay. Let's put something on.
10 push-ups on the show. No, 30 push-ups in a row on the show.
Done,
no
done, and done.
That's easy.
Let me tell you where I got this Pythagorean theory. How about that? You appreciate that.
Pythagorean theory, we're calling this?
Exactly. When she did her interview post-game, post-match, she wasn't definitive. And the one thing about walking away from something that you love, in particular, a sport that she's played her entire life, and she now is at an advanced age for that sport. I saw her look at her family. I saw her acknowledge that there's gonna have to, at some point, be a transition that she needs to make. But you know who she actually looked like when she was saying it? Tom Brady.
Jalen, well, I look forward to watching you do push-ups, but I also look forward to discussing what the Knickerbockers did. I love what the Knicks did. They extended R.J. Barrett. 4 years, $120 million. Not the max, a good price for a good player. Gets better every year. Now, Mr. Wojnarowski, our colleague, was on Get Up. He said that this doesn't end the idea that he could be in a package for Donovan Mitchell, but it complicates it, makes it less likely. You know I'm against them sort of giving away a bunch of draft picks for Mitchell. I love this for the Knicks. What was your reaction when you saw this?
My reaction is that players today need to recognize that they stand on the shoulders of giants and continue to do what they can and should do to help elevate the game, promote the game, teach the game, appreciate the game, and continue to allow it to grow and don't take it for granted. I, like you, love RJ Barrett as a player. He definitely deserves whatever extension and whatever money that he got. He's been a terrific performer for his age in New York. He's an ascending player that both you and I feel like has all-star potential. A guy that I appreciate him playing on that big stage. And the only time I hear his name is during the basketball games. It's not about his social post. It's not about where he's gone to dinner. It's not about who he's dating. And that's extremely hard to do in New York City. The other thing I want to make sure I say is Donovan Mitchell is an all-NBA caliber player. He's going to be a multi-time all-star, and he's on what I consider a Hall of Fame trek. And I like him a ton for any team, in particular New York, where he grew up on the East Coast. But like I said, there are few players in the NBA that have an S on their chest. And right now, he doesn't have one. And what am I going by? The fact that the Utah Jazz just needed to break up Rudy Gobert, a defensive player of the year, every year candidate, who's still elite at what he does. He has the most points in the NBA, Rudy Gobert, without making a three. And then there's Donovan Mitchell, who's just mercurial with the ball. And I like him having the ball in his hands. But he and Jalen Brunson, that would present some challenges defensively. Mm-hmm. And height-wise. And so this is why they're on the other line possibly trying to, what's going on with Porzingis? What's going on with, because they probably want to get taller. But the other thing I want to say about this is the haul that they're going to have to give up to get Donovan Mitchell, there has to be a line of demarcation. When we start talking about these picks, is it two? Is it three?
They're talking about like two protected, three unprotected. They're asking for five picks, and what that would do to the Knicks is cripple the idea that they could add a third star to Brunson and Mitchell. Like, I love R.J. Barrett and Brunson as a backcourt, and they don't cause that hype problem that you were discussing, but I'd hate to see this franchise that has amassed all this draft capital give it all away for Donovan Mitchell. I want them to stand pat and see if another S on their chest superstar becomes available. And we'll see what happens. But Mr. Rose,
I agree.
There's another player that also got a new deal yesterday, but under very different circumstances. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't get cut by the 49ers. He didn't get traded to the Browns. He signed a one-year deal, $6.5 million guaranteed. So, Jalen, if you're Trey Lance, how do you feel about having Jimmy G as a backup?
So, Jimmy G, in a relationship with the 49ers, isn't necessarily dating, not engaged, not living together, definitely not married.
Not even going to dinner
together. He's in the friend zone. That's where they got him, in the friend zone. And he's accomplished so much for that team. He has so many relationships in that building. Soon as Trey Lance has a bad throw, soon as he has a fumble, soon as he misses George Kittle, because it's going to happen. Soon as he and Deebo Samuel don't connect, because it's going to happen. I'm not saying those players are going to be looking over their shoulders, but everybody else is. The fans will be. The media will be. This is why I think it was very intelligent to let Jimmy Garoppolo actually start last year versus rushing Trey Lance into the lineup as a top flight pick. Because I believe Trey Lance, once he saw Jimmy G's salary get reduced, see, it's one thing if he making $27 million. It's another thing if they reduce his salary to make him the highest paid backup. Then they put him in the friend zone. And now Trey Lance ain't gonna be threatened by him because he clearly ain't the future regardless. And no. So I think it's a win-win for the 49ers. They didn't panic and do a deal that they didn't like. Jimmy G didn't have to go to a team where he could be the starter for a couple of games, like a Cleveland situation where he's not going to be the long-term answer. I like this for Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers a lot.
I like this as well. I think when you have a high-quality backup, that means that one play cannot end your chances to make the playoffs. You know what I mean? That we've seen it happen time and time again in the NFL, where one play, one bad break ends your season. And now if Trey Lance gets injured, guess what? Jimmy G can step right in into an offense that he's familiar with. Jalen, we've seen a lot of summer basketball this summer, but we haven't seen too much like this. Take a look at Trey and Steph at the Rico Hines run, and look at how they're cooking these defenders. And some of these defenders are pros.
Absolutely. I believe Pascal Siakam's out there as well. A couple of Toronto Raptors, the rookie of the year, was out there. The one thing I'll say about Stephen Curry in particular is he's not a point guard or a shooting guard. He's a vanguard. He's the leader of the new school. He's a reason why when youngsters walk into a gym now, instead of working on their post moves or working on their mid-range game, they're trying to shoot the ball from as far as possible. And a residue from that is the guy you just see, Trae Young. And So the one thing that gets underestimated about Trae Young's game, though, Jacoby, is he's also a double-figure assist guy.
Yep, he's a great playmaker for others.
He led the league in total points and total assists, the first person to do so since the early 70s. Tiny Archibald was the other person to do this. And it brings back great memories. Shout out to my brother Rico Hines. You know, I've been to those runs. I've been to the men's gym. Been up there for decades playing against, you know, players on the UCLA team, playing against other pros, watching games and stuff like that. I maybe get up there and check out a few games over the next couple of weeks. But it's great to see the guys in the gym putting in work.
It really is. Now it's time for Soft Move or Boss Move. We love LaMelo Ball here at Jalen and Jacoby.
Family.
But I want you to take a look at this video of LaMelo Ball grocery shopping. He gets caught by a fan, which is dope, gives him a little bit of love. But here's the part I want to ask about Soft Move or Boss Move. Soft Move or Boss Move, grocery shopping with a Ferrari with a tiny trunk in the front.
First and foremost, shout to LaMelo Ball and my brother Jermaine Jackson, who sent us the energy drink that they sponsor and endorse for the JRLA golf outing. I drank like three of them with the hot dogs that I was eating.
So good.
Great. Let me just tell you this. This is a boss move. He's, first off, driving a Ferrari. Boss move.
Not shopping. Just a Ferrari. Ferrari looks like some polarized sunglasses.
And by the way, grocery shopping for yourself.
Yep.
Boss move. The other thing I want to say, you know what's a soft move? Filming me without my permission.
Yeah, well, no, he says hello, but then, yeah, you're right about that. But also, you know what else? You know, the only soft move here is don't have your lady help you put the groceries in the trunk. You know what I mean? Let her chill. You can put the groceries in the trunk yourself. But it is a boss move.
Teamwork.
Going grocery shopping in a Ferrari.
Do you realize there are human beings now that are adults that never go grocery shopping? Physically walk into a supermarket and actually pick out their groceries. And so that's a boss move. But again, filming me after I say hello to you and still filming me so you can try to go viral, that's a soft move.
That's a good point. You're right. Jalen, joining us in just seconds after this very short break.
That
man, Kalen for real, joins us in just seconds. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen
and Jacoby.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Huh.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, very special guest joining us right now.
Bars!
Kalen, for real, what does this man have?
Bars!
New album, 2-2-2.
Blast off.
Out right now. Kalen, for real, what's happened? Thank you for taking the time.
What's the deal, man? What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
We're feeling great.
Appreciate the love. Thank you for joining us.
So you are known for your music. However, you played at San Diego State. You were a defensive back. You are a legit football player. What was it like making the transition from football to music?
Man, it wasn't really hard. It just was like starting over. You know, just being a Pop Warner player again. That's really how I look at it. Like you just start, like you go through a stage where you play Pop Warner, you try the music, you see what you want to do. Then you go through a stage, you get some fans, now you're in high school. Then, you know what I'm saying, if you really hop over the bridge, then you in college, you know what I'm saying? And if you go mega, then you go to the league, you know? I just look at it all the same.
Featured on West Side Boogie's album, our brother Dave East's album, your new project 2-2-2 is coming out right now. A member of the Rock La Familia, congratulations. What is it like getting that endorsement from Jay-Z?
Amazing, man. You know, Jigga Ho.
No
amazing
doubt.
It's just being a part of the Rock Nation family has been crazy. It's been a blessing for me. So, you know what I mean? I just can't wait to see where it go from here.
Well, you said that it was sort of like starting over. You went from Pop Warner and then to college and high school and the league. I think signing with Rock Nation and getting that kind of a cosign is essentially getting a contract in the NFL when you use that analogy. Have you spoken with Jay-Z, and what sort of encouragement has he given you?
Man, just keep going. Just every time I see him, it's just a lot of motivation. Just walking around the building, even if I don't get to talk to him, like, or don't go talk to him, it's just everything that he built motivate me every day to try, man. That's all. The least I could do is try to do whatever I think of, you know what I'm saying?
So your new track, No Stopping, getting a lot of buzz, my brother. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, who were some of your musical influences growing up?
Oh, man, like, coming up, I listened to a lot. It's going to sound weird, but I listened to a lot of Stevie Wonder when I was young, as a younger dude. But I listened to all kind of music, man. Just everybody from all the L.A. artists to down south artists. It didn't really matter, like, who. If the beat was slapping, I listened to a lot of Pharrell, Wayne, you know what I'm saying? For Show Jay, like everybody. I just was always into music.
So, you know, you're an athlete and a musician, so there's a lot of crossover in those worlds. Recently, Russell Westbrook was featured bumping one of your tracks. What does it feel like when you see that happen?
Russ, that's big bro, man. Russ be tapping in, making sure I'm on top of my stuff, coming to my shows and stuff like that, man. So just having that type of love from somebody from the city that's doing such tremendous things in the city is just amazing. It's amazing, man. It's unexplainable hopping on there and getting to see Russ, my little brothers and cousins. Like, man, Russ just posted you. So, mad love, man. It's unexplainable feeling. I wake up every day like, man, I can't believe my life. Like, all honestly, yeah.
What a blessing. Future Hall of Famer Russell Westbrook has the triple-double record. Is a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you think that he's gonna end up finishing the season with them, or do you feel like he need to go somewhere else and reinvent himself?
I want him to stay, but I also, you know, as a sports player, I understand that you have to make the best decision for you. You know, so I would always want him to make the best decision for him and his basketball career and his life. You know what I mean? It's bigger than just playing sports at this point. People got families and all kind of stuff like that. Like, you know, it get a lot deeper than just the actual sports. But I love for him to stay with the Lakers, man. It's nothing like having your homies at home, man. You go to the game, get to see some familiar faces. That's love.
So you're a Southern California kid, and the Los Angeles Rams just won the Super Bowl. What was it like sort of the city having going from zero football teams to two football teams, and then all the bandwagon jumping that happened once the Rams got successful?
Oh, man. You know, L.A. support L.A. So when they came home, it was home. We can't really be bandwagon because they home now. We just getting a fresh start. You know what I mean? Like, all of my years as a kid, we didn't have no team in L.A. So it was just like, this is the first time we ever getting a team in LA. So we was messing with the Rams. The city was going crazy for them. So it was just, it's mad love, man. It was mad love. It was dope.
But your entire life, you guys have had two basketball teams. We mentioned one, the Lakers. The other one is the Clippers, who are projected by people like myself to actually be better than the Lakers this season. So what are your thoughts on kind of comparing both of those teams being from Los Angeles area?
Me personally, you know, a lot of people are going to choose, like, all right, I'm going to take the Lakers over the Clippers. I like teams because of the players. You know what I mean? So, like, I can't say that I would pick either. Or I'm like, just is this, they from LA, so I love it. You know what I mean? Like, when Kawhi was with the Clippers, like, man, I went to San Diego State. How I'm not going to be happy for Kawhi? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, that's like, it's crazy.
That's a good point. It's kind of like the Knicks and the Nets here. Like, the Nets have a better team, but everybody just cares about the Knicks. And I feel like LA is like that too. Like, the Clippers have a better team than the Lakers, but no one talks about them. And in Los Angeles, you see a lot more purple and gold than red and blue.
17 championships to do that.
Yeah, it's the history. You can't fight history.
Absolutely. And so I have to ask a San Diego State question, because somebody who I love dearly, Steve Fisher, was the head coach there, helped resurrect the basketball program. Now Brian Dutcher. What is the experience like at San Diego State as a student athlete?
Oh, man. Which experience you want, man?
I want the on wax and off wax. I want to know what you did for work. I want to know what you did for fun. I want to know what's the best strip club, so when I go there, I know what spots to hit.
Man, so SD, you definitely, with club-wise, you got to go downtown, the Gas Lamp District. It don't matter where you go, just go. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have you a good time. So many good people down there that's having a great time. But no, on campus was dope. I went there around the time where we start getting, like, the unlimited meals and stuff like that. I was there around then, and then the price of living and all that. Now these dudes get paid to play. It's crazy. But, I had a great time, man. Sometimes you'll run around and see dudes, like, hooping at the arc. Like, I used to catch Kawhi and them hooping at the arc and all kind of stuff, dope. Doing runs and all kind of crazy stuff. So that'd be dope. And then I went to San Diego State, like, when the football team was good. Like, we was ranked and all kind of stuff. Like, we had a hell of a season. We won the Mountain West Championship, like, twice. We had Rashad go. Pump broke the record for the most NCAA rushing yards in history, You know what I mean? It was dope. Like, so school was lit. Walking around campus, the football team is actually lit. It's nothing like going to a school, you know, football team sucks. So, like, it was back and forth. Like, the basketball team was good too. So everybody was lit. The whole school, our soccer team was dope. So, yeah, man, just there's a lot of testosterone going around over there, man.
Love it. Love it.
Well, I've been to the Gaslight District. There's also some estrogen going around that city as well. Let's just say that. Now, Kalen, when you sign with Roc Nation, right, you get the support of that organization. You get co-signed by people like Jay-Z. However, you also get an invite to the brunch. So have you been invited to the brunch? Do you know what you're going to wear to the brunch? Like, how does it work?
So I'm a COVID baby, is what they like to call me at the office, the COVID baby. I signed during COVID, like, you know what I'm saying? I started getting acclimated during COVID, so I ain't been to no brunch yet, man. Brunch on the way, though.
Brunch on the way,
whatever the next brunch is. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to have it on. I promise I'm going to call y'all. I'm going to send y'all a picture before I get there.
Hey, family, let me tell you something, because I'm going to be there with you. We going to be suited and booted. I'm there with Jay. I'm there Puff. I'm standing next to Billionaire. So I have to ask you, like, as your project is coming out now, what are some of the things you hope people get when they check out 222?
I hope they get the realness from it when they check out my album. Because, you know, from start to finish, it's just me pouring out game, man, and pouring out my life and pouring out experiences that I know other people are going to experience or other people have experienced. So it's extremely relatable. Like, I'm a life liver. I like to consider myself a life liver. because everything that I go through, like, you know, your book, your life is a book. It's just a story about what you've been going and what you've been going through and where you want to go. You know, manifestation is deep. So I just want people to understand that you can do whatever you want to do. You can be whatever you want to be. You just got to try. And it's not going to be easy. But if you try, you're going to get something out of it. And you never know what you're going to get out of it. It could be anything. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, for instance, I always compare it to all those players that turn into coaches. You know what I mean? Just because you didn't go to the league don't mean that you didn't do nothing. You might have coached the next person to be the greatest ever. You know what I mean? So I just look at it like that. This music stuff is just an outlet. It's only an outlet to reach more people and to try to help or heal the world as much as we can.
Damn, that's real game. Kalen, for real, for real. We always have people that are about to blow up, and we know you're about to blow up. So don't forget us. You know what I mean? Don't forget us. Because it's happened to us before. You're going to be on First Take next year instead of Jalen and Jacoby. I've seen it happen before.
Hey, man, just don't talk about me bad if I try to play football again. Don't do me wrong.
Not at all. I got to ask you a question before we let you get out of here since you brought up football. Who are your three top quarterbacks right now in the NFL?
My three top quarterbacks, I love Lamar because he's just exciting to watch. Man, that's a tough one because I really hate quarterbacks. Man, I'm a quarterback.
I know you do. That's why I ask you.
I hate quarterbacks. I like Goff because I played against Goff and he did something crazy to me when he was at Cal. Crazy look off. It was in cover two. You know how that gets. It was bad. It was bad. I was just thinking about it. It was bad.
He's reliving it. You see his eyes, Jalen? He was reliving it.
Yeah. I was thinking about the cussed out in meetings, the whole thing.
You skipped film that week. Let me ask you a question.
Good Lamar vibes.
I know you don't like quarterbacks. However, we love defensive backs here on Jalen and Jacoby. So there are some great ones in the league right now that we love. Who are your favorite defensive backs in the league?
Keyshawn Nixon. I definitely like Adoree. They're my boys. I'm biased, though. I play with all these dudes. Adoree. Darnay Holmes. Jalen Ramsey is cold, bro. I don't care what nobody say about Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey cold.
Namesake, cold.
He's cold. He's going to get in your face. He's going to play tough. He's going to play hard.
Tackle.
And he's going to feel comfortable doing it. He tackle, he come up, all that.
Exactly.
Love that. My top three.
That's a great list right there.
Yeah, I like all them dudes, yeah.
That's a great list right there. Well, Kalen, for real. We appreciate you, my brother. Thank you for showing love, taking the time, joining Jalen and Jacoby. Looking forward to breaking bread with you soon.
Thank you for having me.
As a part of the Rock family. Love.
Already. It's love. Appreciate y'all.
No doubt. That was dope.
Thank you so much, Kalen.
Two game twos tomorrow night on ESPN2. The WNBA playoffs continue in 22. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, what do we do every day on this program?
Unfortunately, we're still in a position to acknowledge the fact that Brittany Griner has been wrongfully detained in Russia now 194 days. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby just take this opportunity each day to wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
The Michigan men's football team is starting one quarterback in week one and one quarterback in week two. It's an interesting decision, but head coach Jim Harbaugh has an even more interesting explanation.
People have asked, you know, how'd you come to that decision? And you know, was it based on some kind of NFL model? No, it's really based biblical. You know, Solomon. He was known to being a pretty wise person.
Here's what I know that's really wise. That team in Ohio hasn't beaten us in football in a very long time. That's all I know. And Cade McNamara got us into the playoff last year, so he's my guy. But I have two words for the duplicating quarterbacks. Trade portal. You got to keep JJ happy. Like, we got to keep the people happy, giving y'all what they want every day. Love.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. You're going to get the full Kalen for real interview. Very, very entertaining, articulate young man, ex-football player, current artist. Jalen, who's going to be joining us on the pod tomorrow?
Dude Aquan. Been in the game 10 years already, representing Atlanta, GA. Rich homie Quan is joining Jalen and Jacoby, not only on the podcast, but as Jacoby mentioned, he's going to be on the television show as well. And he got a new single out called Crazy. Make sure you go support.
So now we pre-tape the interview sometime the day before. And we were talking about getting your hair cut at a Hawks game. And Quan just went ahead and said my hairline is pushed back. Unprovoked. Unprovoked attack. Unprovoked. What'd I do to you, Quan? My hairline's pretty strong, in my opinion. The only problem with my hairline, you know what the real problem with my hairline is, Jalen Rose?
What?
I'm next to yours every day. You know what I mean? That's the real problem. It's like Giselle's sister. Giselle's sister is gorgeous. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of her. She's gorgeous. But she got to be Giselle's sister her whole life. It's unfair.
Great example. Great example.
Unfair.
He was a great interview, and he loved sports. Had Kobe Bryant hanging up, Deion Sanders hanging up in the crib. But the other thing I like, he was doing an interview in a mansion.
Man, yeah, you can see whenever you got those balcony indoors, you know what I mean? You got those two staircases. When you get inside, you can't decide whether you're gonna take the one to the right or the one to the left and then go to the same place.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of that?
Love that.
People houses never make sense to me.
Love that.
Like, why do we have two staircases going to the same place? Like it's the subway or something. You know what I mean? Like this ain't a subway platform, it's a crib. We only need one staircase. Jalen, I have a reason for concern for the Lions. I always thought the Packers might be their biggest challenge for the division. The Vikings look like they could improve a little bit. Justin Fields went out and went 14 for 16 for 156 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half against the Browns in a preseason game.
Well, he
so
a
you
beast.
Might end up the fourth place team in the division, dog.
He a beast. He definitely a beast. But as we talk about Justin Fields, and Jacoby and I have already crowned him the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears, because he's going to be the only guy that throws 30 touchdowns in a season. He's going to be the only guy that throws for over 4,000 yards in a year. Let's see if he can do what my guy Jimmy McMahon did, though, and bring home the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
When you look at our division, I think the Bears are going to come in last place.
It's going to be a race between the Bears and the Lions, my guy.
No.
I mean, we did go through the Lions schedule, and we did point out that they are going to have 13 wins. Would it be 14 if they'll be resting their starters in week 7, week 18?
I love when you said that. I'm going to tell you the second most important player in that division for me this year. Dalvin Cook. Because if he can stay healthy for Minnesota – when he's running the ball the way he's capable, he's physical, three down back. With Jefferson on the outside, jeez. I'm watching what they building, and I ain't mad at that. They just need a quarterback. And as a matter of fact, let me tell you about something, Jacoby. I got a secret for you.
You got a secret for me?
I got a secret for you.
I'm down.
I was about to say, because I was talking to Rich Homie Quan, I said Michael Vick. Did Lamar Jackson sign his contract yet?
Not yet. Matter of fact, a fan said something about them offering him $250 million. He said, no, they didn't.
Ooh.
Said, no, they
he
didn't.
Did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but I'm going to tell you something you might not know.
What's up?
Where's Lamar Jackson from?
Where'd he grow up?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Let me look.
He's from Florida. Remember when you saw him on the beach and his homies were trying to tackle him?
Yeah.
He jumped over the jet ski.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You remember that? That's
yes,
a Florida boy. That's a Florida boy. And who did the Dolphins just pick up this offseason?
Tyreek Hill.
They also have Jaylen Waddle on the other side. Is Tua the long-term answer at quarterback?
We'll find out this year. He's auditioning this year.
Well, you know who won't need to audition? Lamar Jackson.
Jaylen, let me tell you why Tua Tagovailoa is going to solidify himself as the Dolphins quarterback of the future this season. First, hurt a bunch last season. Before that, he took over for an offense that was built for Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I got two words for you. Why? I'm going to be gambling for the Dolphins to win a lot of games this year. You want to know what those two words are? Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel. 49ers?
New head coach. Hilarious. Brainy. Started coaching when he was 22 years old. Remember the 49ers offense, just how inventive it is? You know, the way they throw the ball, the way they take Deebo Samuel and put him all over the field, the way they make Jimmy G look like an all-pro Super Bowl quarterback. Well, guess what? Mike McDaniel was running that offense. And he's had a lot of time to think about Tua Tagovailoa, what he does well and what he doesn't do well. And I really believe that he's going to make a leap, and a lot of that leap is going to be because of the institution of Mike McDaniel. And Brian Flores was a great coach, but he was a defensive coach. And now they got Mike McDaniel, who's going to bring the best out of Tua Tagovailoa. And I'm going to gamble on Tua to throw like two touchdowns every single game.
I ain't mad at that. And his accuracy when he's upright is crazy. In particular, like what he showed us in Alabama, what he put on tape. And I'm pretty sure it was a confidence booster to everybody to see him connect on that long ball to the cheetah to open the game recently. I want to make sure I acknowledged to rest in peace to the Dolphins exec who passed away during the game. I believe he's 47 years of age. He was the right-hand person in a lot of ways to my good friend Stephen Ross. And I've met him. And when I start to hear Jacoby, circumstances surrounding people that are my age or younger, and he's at a preseason game and he passed away, it just further evidence if we don't already recognize that tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Nope.
And of course you're going to make plans for right now. You're going to make short-term goals. You're going to make long-term dreams. But at some point, we still have to master the moment. And it's really hard to do, but that was a reminder, an acknowledgement that tomorrow ain't guaranteed.
Jaylen, there's a pair of shoes that you can buy and wear. And I'm looking at them right now. They're from a label called Rose in Good Faith. And they kind of look like Yeezys. They look very comfortable. They're plastic. You probably wear them in water, kind of like a Croc kind of a vibe. They're made from sex toys. Defective, unused sex toys. If I can get you a size 15, but that takes a lot of sex toys to make them that big. Would you be rocking the Air sex toy?
All I know is if you had that job and you're listening to this show, I could imagine how people take things from work, what people would be taking from work in that job.
Yeah, I take some pens, maybe some binder clips, some paper, bring it back to the crib.
Here's the thing that I don't really do plastic kicks and I don't do Crocs.
Yeah, I like that you didn't say I don't do sex toys.
You didn't say that. You didn't say
what
that.
What happened was,
here's the thing. We went to the Croc store, right? Because kids love Crocs, right? All the three kids got Crocs. My wife got Crocs. First of all, they're more expensive than you think. And they got to put those little things in them. Each one of those little like buttons for the Crocs, like another $3. You know what I mean? So my kids are like, want 6-7 buttons. I'm like, nah, you got to pick your favorite two. That's all. You got to pick your favorite two. You get two.
Different color for every day.
Everyone talks about how comfortable they are. Everyone talks about it. My wife is like, are you going to get a pair? I was like, no. She goes, are you going to try them on? I was like, no. You know why I'm not going to try them on, Jalen? Because I'm sure they feel great. You know what I mean? And as you get older, you stop thinking about how things look and you start thinking about how things feel. That's one thing that's changed as I got older. You know?
I got the ultimate J&J trivia questions for the fans. Call 985-80-JALEN.
Trivia? We've never done this before. J&J trivia for the fans.
Yes.
Do you think I will know the answer? Do you think I will know the answer?
Well, actually, you know I use words wrong. It ain't trivia. It's a question. It ain't trivia. It's a question. Here's the thing. I knew you were going to say no to wearing Crocs. So here's my question. Are Crocs hip-hop?
No. However, like, I could see certain artists, you know what I mean, like Young Thug making some Crocs look good. You know what I mean? Because I would say that people that look like you have the ability, and my wife does this too, to make crazy things look good on them. You know what I mean? Like, I swear to God, my wife would just like be in a vintage store and be like, I'm gonna put this lampshade and use it as a hat. And then she'll put it on, and I'll be like, you know what? You're kind of pulling off the lampshade hat right now.
Like what I did with the bonnet.
Yeah, the bonnet, exactly. When they made that bonnet, they weren't thinking like, this is for an ex-NBA dude. You know what I mean? They're like, that was an auntie bonnet. That was an auntie-ass bonnet that you had on that day. Like an old auntie, too. Like the one who
like
doesn't
Gertrude.
Cook.
Her there. Name is Gertrude.
Esther. Esther, you got Esther's bonnet on. Ethel. Oh, you're hilarious. Well, what's the question for the people?
I already asked it. Are Crocs hip-hop?
Oh, no. You know what? Don't even call in and tell me whether or not Crocs are hip-hop. Are Crocs cultural or regional?
I got some breaking news. I heard Nicholas Tutz in my ear say AAU teams are rocking them. I got some breaking news from Brandy in my ear. She said that there are Wu-Tang Crocs.
I'll rock those right now. It's size 11 and a half. I'll rock them right now. You call Wu-Tang anything, I'll rock them. You know what? I'm going to Google
that.
I'll wear some Wu-Tang Crocs.
Family, I will rock those too, to be honest. Anything Wu-Tang. And let me just say this. There's a tour right now that's happening with Nasir Jones, the Wu-Tang Clan.
The Wu-Tang Clan?
Busta Rhymes and DJ Scratch.
Wow.
That's going to start in September, I believe, when Scratch joins.
What I love about Wu-Tang shows is they always send like a skeleton crew. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get all 8-9 of them. You know what I mean? Like, you get 60%, 66%. I feel like Wu-Tang could have two shows in the same night in two different coasts. You know? Exactly. And they'll both be branded Wu-Tang Clan.
Exactly. Ray and Ghost, y'all hold it down in L.A. Yeah, Method Man, you hold it down on the East Coast with Capadonna.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll all make this money. All right, so call 985-80-JALEN. You can always ask us questions about anything in the whole wide world, and we will answer them. We'll put you right on the show just like this.
What's up, guys? This is Trav from Alabama. It is currently 4:27 a.m. Just left the gym getting gains. I got a question, man. So my girl's best friend is falling on hard times. And my girl suggested that she moved in with us. Yeah, it's helping, but what my girl does not know is that her best friend in the past, before I met my old lady, tried to get with me. I passed, ironically, but I passed on her, but now she's moving in with us. So should I tell my old lady that, or should I keep it on the hush and just roll with the punches? Like I said, I look like Jalen, and you know we do not cheat. So do I put myself in that awkward position, or do I tell my old lady and cancel it out quick? All right, guys, let me know. I need advice from my aunt. Hey, shout out Razor Ledge and keep getting them checks. But this one.
You heard Charlamagne the God. You heard Lil Duval. Black men don't cheat.
Yeah, they do.
Get
yeah,
healthy,
they do.
Yeah, Lil Duval.
Yeah, they do.
Get
they
well soon,
do.
Lil Duval.
They definitely do. They definitely do. Definitely, 100%. Every single person from every ethnicity, gender, size, age, geographical location, everybody, every type of person cheats.
Species. Okay?
Every type of person cheats. But let's not get distracted from this young man's predicament. Now,
we got you.
Usually, I have a very strong opinion on this one, but this particular situation, really, I got some follow-up questions. You know what I mean? Like, did y'all flirt a little bit? Or did y'all date a little bit? Did you ever hook up? Or did she just kind of like let it be known that she was interested at the time? Like, there's levels to it. And first of all, I thought he was gonna ask, should I let her live at the crib? You should definitely have her live at the crib. Anytime someone in your circle is in hard times, do whatever you can to help them out. Period, point blank. Now, Jalen, should he tell his girl that there was like a little rhythm between them before him and his girl got together?
So pretend like you're on the dance floor and you're dancing with somebody that's not your mate, and all of a sudden your mate walks up that didn't know that they were going to run into you tonight. So stop the music for a second. First off, they're not operating in integrity anyway, because you should have told your girlfriend that she tried to holler at you. Or, you ready for this? She should have told your girlfriend that she tried to holler at you. So since y'all dating and either one of y'all ain't tell her, y'all both operating out of integrity. So now your girlfriend thinking she's trying to show love to her girl, but she don't realize that her girl used to try to holler at her guy, and I'm pretty sure she wouldn't like the fact that both of y'all are keeping a secret from her.
You pretty sure she wouldn't like it? If my wife's best friend tried to holler at me and I waited 2 years to tell her, we're both dead. We're both murdered.
Boom.
Bloodbath. Blood all over the walls. She might even torture us, not even just kill us, just torture us and then kill us.
So because of that fact, I agree with you. Normally, someone in your circle, you try to support them, you try to give them at least some short-term relief in ways that you can give them aid. You know, that's a human being. However, in this case, since y'all operating already out of integrity, you cannot let her move in.
Let's go through the two hypotheticals, right? I think she already lives there, according to this gentleman who doesn't cheat, because people that look like you don't cheat, obviously. Please. Shout out to Charlamagne, but come on. So
I got to get him on the show.
One hypothetical is you tell her. She's going to ask a lot of follow-up questions. Number one is, why'd you wait so long to tell me? And then she's going to ask follow-up questions to her best friend. She's gonna turn it to Columbo real quick to get answers. In the hypothetical, you say nothing. Is that better or worse?
That's worse, because, hey, let me tell you something. DMX said, everything that happens in the dark is going to come to light. If he's freely saying it to us the way he just did, you don't think that she's freely said it to other people in her life? Like,
good point.
Dog, his girlfriend is going to find out that in one way, shape, or form they had an attraction. And she's going to be disappointed that these two human beings have not told me. You supposed to be my man, and she's supposed to be my girl.
I think he needs to change his name and move to a different country, because there's no good answer to this. Either hypothetical, if you tell, you lose. If you don't tell, it just exacerbates the situation and makes it riskier. And over time, I'm sure you have a lot of mutual friends. And as you said, I'm sure she has told one of the mutual friends. And it's going to get back to her some way, somehow.
And how she's told the story to her mutual friends is the reverse of what you said on our call. She's telling those friends that you tried to holler at her.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, her story's not the same as your story, too. She's not saying, I used to try to holler at Scott. You know what I mean? No. She's saying Scott used to try to holler at me.
Yeah, really, she don't know that Scott used to try to holler at me. Exactly.
You got to get a visa, move to a Caribbean island, and start your life over. Quit your job. I think you have to start your whole life over.
Or here's another thing you can do.
Oh, no. Option. There's a door number three?
There's a door number three.
What's behind door number three?
Just fully invest, put all your chips in the middle of the table, and see if you can turn that twosome into a threesome.
I didn't consider that. That's why you're Jalen and I'm Jacoby. That never crossed my mind. This is amazing. It never crossed my mind that was even something that could be considered.
Because let me tell you a secret. You said her girl was on hard times, right?
Mm.
That's a wounded
Vulnerable.
Animal. That's Vulnerable. A wounded animal. That's a wounded animal.
Vulnerable.
And now she's living with you guys, and there seems to be a previous attraction already. So I don't know what you and your current girlfriend are into or what makes you guys tick. But, I mean, this may be your way to try to introduce that as an option.
Wow. That is so trouble. This is a great voicemail. This is a great voicemail. Because I really don't, usually when I hear a question from a caller, I have an answer, a definitive, like, this is what I would do in that situation. But he tells, your wife gets, your girlfriend gets mad, real mad. You've been keeping a secret from her for who knows how long. You don't tell. Your girlfriend's going to eventually find out. She might find out on the wedding day. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, bloodbath. And then door number three, change your name, move to a different country. That's what I would do. Number four, try to turn it into a thruple. That's the Jalen Rose angle. This is a very tough situation. We need a follow-up call on this one. We need a follow-up call on this one. But I'm going to tell a very brief story from my gentleman's club days. I'm there with a friend, and there's this woman on the stage. She's very attractive, classic beauty. And I said to my friend, yeah, man, she's gorgeous, isn't she? And he goes, yeah, I don't like that type in this environment. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, when a lion is hunting, it doesn't hunt for the big, strong, fast ones. It hunts for the ones with a limp. It hunts for the small ones. When I'm in here, I'm like a lion. We'll be back tomorrow with another dope pod to step two. Why is that, Jalen Anthony
Rose? We're not done.
Rose.
We're not done. We are not done.